Proclamation number 7701 of 16th of September, 1960. Effect of the spirit on the immature particles. When you hear my word in your heart, then all unspiritual things must leave you. For my word is divine light and divine strength, from which that which resists me flees. Therefore don't pay attention to the adversities which sometimes cling to you physically, but remain in remembrance of me. Listen to me and don't give space to anything else in your thoughts, and you will be and remain victorious over the evil which tries to oppress you in order to turn you away from me. The power of my word will penetrate and always give you the upper hand. And therefore you should not be afraid, but only ever believe. For I am truly stronger than the one who wants to separate you from me, and I can use my strength, if only you have the same will, to remain united with me. It is a long path you have already traveled, and you have also covered it successfully if you have striven for and found the bond with me. And you only have a short way to go, which may still be made difficult for you by my adversary, who, in his blindness, believes that he can still win you back for himself and therefore does not let go of you. But you should always know that I will no longer let anything fall into his hands which has consciously entered into a bond with me. You should know that he can no longer harm you, that he can only still oppress your body, because he seeks to determine everything still immature spiritual in you to work according to his will. But even these substances will come down if you yourselves adjust yourselves such that you take pity on this still unredeemed spiritual substance and want to help it to join your striving and walk the path of ascent together with you. Love achieves everything, and all still unredeemed particles, and you need love in order to calm down and then also to be at your will. And as soon as your nature is full of love, my adversary can no longer influence you because he flees love. But the immature substances in you also feel love beneficially and let go of their oppressions. They keep quiet and can also be persuaded to change and comply with the spirit's desire in you if you repeatedly try to oppose them with the strength of my word. If you immerse yourselves in my word and thereby the flow of strength from me constantly flows into you, which can truly bring about a great change of nature in you if only this is your serious will. You need not fear that you will become weak, that you will succumb to the oppressions of immature beings. The strength of my word protects you from this, and this is the only thing you should try out and again listen to or read my word. You should be spiritually active and not pay attention to the physical afflictions. And they will give way if they are no match for the power of my word. For you who join yourselves to me in the earnest will to become and remain mine for all eternity. You will truly also constantly enjoy my protection, for as soon as you only allow me to be present to you, you will also be under the influence of my strength. And this will truly be master over all spiritual substances which try to oppress you. Amen.